Map makers.
I really like how the landform and elevation maps look. The colors really show how the land is shaped.
Me too. If you look at the larger rivers, they're always in the lower land. That makes sense because the water would go to the lowest place.
Yeah, the colors help us see more than just the labels do. But it might be hard to make our own map that way.
We'll just have to keep looking at the example in our book. We could also look in the library to find an atlas that shows more examples if we want them.
Miss Chang said we need to work together to create our own map. How should we do that?
We have to make sure we leave space to make a map key that shows what symbols represent the landforms we choose.
That sounds good, Pavel. Let's think about what landforms we've studied and seen on maps already. If you say them, I'll write them down for us. Then we can choose symbols for them.
We should have a mountain range and label a few mountain peaks. Do we want one to be a volcano?
That would be good. We could put a mountain range on one side and a volcano on the other. Should we make this an island map?
Sure. There are lots of islands with mountains and volcanoes on them. We should add a river, too.
A forest and some plains would be good, too. Should we show those with pictures or with colors?
A forest isn't really a landform, so maybe it would be confusing to put it on this map. But we can show the plains with the elevation color. That's what some of the maps in the book do.
Oh, that's right. A forest is an ecosystem. Thanks, Ariana. I like your idea about showing the plains with color. They should be green.
Sounds good. I'll start making a plan for the map key symbols. This is going to look good when we get it all together.